نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He is the 11th of Shawwal, 1446. We have five different topics to speak about. One, the meaning of Shawwal and the virtues. Two, what events took place during the month of Shawwal. Three, what is Masjid? Four, who is Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam? And five, what is really happening in Gaza and why we should be making dua for them daily? We're living here. MashaAllah, first time I come to this Masjid. Masjid al-Dawood, so beautiful. Allah Jalla wa'ala reward the capital group. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant complete shifa to Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. He is in hospital. Allah make it easy for him. I just visited him before Isha Salat. And all those who are ill and sick, Allah mashfihim shifa and kamil and ajil and mustamirra ya Rabbal Alameen. So brothers, and for you brothers here, I see mashallah that you don't understand English, so don't run away. You see, 9 o'clock, pehle I finish. Then for each one of you, they got one big box. Everyone, one box of food they give you, and then you go home. So if you're going to go early, you won't get the box. So after 9 o'clock, they'll give you a nice box of food. So that they all understand, Sheikh. Huh? All understood, no? Yeah. Yeah, you see, all of you speak of Mali, money, everybody understand. You speak of food, everybody understand. Huh? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alam. So don't go away. You sit quietly here till 9 o'clock and take parcel, and then Alhamdulillah, you go. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So we are in the month of Shawwal. If the person next door, non-Muslim, may ask you, Muslim, Ramadan, you were fasting, what is the meaning of Ramadan? So what you will say? Ramadan Mubarak means tahriku zunub, to burn the sins. Shawwal, what did mean Shawwal? So you must say Shawwal means to go hunting. You see, Islam speaks about the Islamic calendar in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 36. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah 12 shahra. في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. The day Almighty Allah created the entire universe, the heavens, the sky, the planet, the land, the sand, the oceans, the forest. That day Allah already prescribed, ordains, there'll be 12 lunar months. From the 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. Which are the 4 sacred months? The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Thalathun mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So now, when this sacred month started, there was ceasefire. No more war, no more fighting, everybody is sitting quietly, because Zulqa'dah, people are sitting. Now you can go for Hajj. Zulhijjah, that the people can make Hajj during the month of Zulhijjah. The month of Muharram, Qudumul Hujjaj. The Hajjis are returning, coming home. In those days, no planes and all that, 8 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours you're there. One month it takes you to go for Hajj. Then during the course of the year you want to go for Umrah, mashallah, Rajab, also a sacred month, so you can go for Umrah, make Umrah and you come back. So now, before the three consecutive months start, now the people must go hunting. If you want to go and you gather and you accumulate all the meat and all the things you want to, because then once the sacred month starts, no more hunting, no more fighting, nothing. So therefore Shawwal means to go hunting. So we understood the first thing then. Second one, we in masjid. Our whole program this time, mashallah, tonight, tomorrow night there in the Sufi Masjid, Lennon Road, Jummah Masjid, Jummah program in Masjid al-Fat in Lalusha, then Friday night, Nurul Islam, Amin Zimtoti, then Saturday, the seminar, Ansar. So it's all to do with Hajj, Umrah, and to do with Ziyarat in Medina Munawwara. So Masjid, you will go Masjid al-Haram, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mina, Masjid al-Khayyim, you will go to Masjid al-Namira. So like that you must know what is Masjid. See, we perform Isha Salat. Allah accept it, we cry. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So we stood, we bowed down and we sat down, but we performed sujood. Aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbi wa wasajidun fa akthiru fihi ad-du'a. The nearest the servant slave comes to the mercy of Allah jalla wala is when that servant is in sujood, in sajda, an act of complete submission, surrender, lovingly, willingly, sincerely for Almighty Allah. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Ask Allah abundantly in that posture. In Salat, in Arabic. Out of Salat, English, Suhaili, Zulu, Sisutu, Afrikaans, Gujarati, Meman, Urdu, Greek, whatever language you want to ask, you ask Almighty Allah out of Salat. So your du'as get accepted because you are in sujood. So Allah loves sujood so much, this whole area is called masjid. The masjid is only 6 months old. Just look at all the facilities. Even I'm amazed. Beautiful, you know, you wouldn't think in South Africa. I just see green musallas and all your people shining faces here, mashallah, nice big crowd. And all of you came, Allah reward you, you know. And inshallah, so the beauty of the masjid is not the musalla. The beauty of the masjid is who? The musalli is you. So you must make sure you come to the masjid 5 times a day. And not only Ramadan time, not only big night time. You must be here every day, every night. And many of you said for itikaf in this masjid. So whenever you come in this masjid, make intention for itikaf. Nafil etikaf, voluntary etikaf. Now make intention, we make intention now. I read and you read after me. Nawaitul etikaf madumtu fil masjid. Ya Allah, any language you make intention. Ya Allah, I make intention for nafil voluntary etikaf as long as I am in this masjid. So then we get double, triple sawab, so the reward increases. When we enter the masjid, we enter with the right foot. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, rabbi gfirli dhunubi. And then what you ask? Read after me. Allahumma iftahli abwaaba rahmati. Masjid, masajid is never a place of virus. Masjid, masajid is never a place of virus. It's always a place of mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith, mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Ahabbul Biladi ila Allah Masajiduha. The most beloved place to Almighty Allah is the masjid. Yes, virus is where? Wa abghadul biladi ila Allah aswaquha. That the worst place you must remember is where? Is the marketplaces, is the bazaar, is the mall. Today, I went early to the airport, Johannesburg, then from the airport there, O.R. Tambo, I did program, The Bliss of Marriage. That's why I went early, right? From, but you know, airport, lot of noise. They make an announcement, people are talking, all that. I am sitting here, the table is there, opposite my wife is sitting. So then behind me, there was a lady sitting. So I heard some noise. Now I'm live on the radio, so I just look at the back, you know. So it was a non-Muslim lady. She said, sorry, I'm very near you. I said, no, no, I just made ishara, I just, don't worry. So I told my wife, bring the food, like, you see. So I gave her the food. I said, take this. She said, but the, she was a Muslim. But she said, but this halal food, it tastes very nice. You see, money, it speaks all languages. And the food, it, and halal food, also it speaks all languages. She told me, I'm sorry, I'm too near you. I told her, you said, I got no word. They made ishara, you said. Then I told my wife, they just pass the food they give her. So I passed it to her, I said, I made ishara, eat. She said, but the halal food, it tastes nice. So even if you know only Suhaili, she means you want another one, isn't it?
Yes.
If you gave her one samosa, because she don't eat beef or whatever, you know, non-Muslim, they don't want to eat maybe beef or mutton, but chicken, samosa, they don't, you see, they don't say bismillah, but they eat. You must remember this. So you must remember that. So we offer another one, another, mashallah, finish it up, but you got no problem. So it's like that, you must understand. In Islam, in it. You understood? So you must remember. Today it happened. So that is what you'll see. Masjid got adab. Every day you come here, my brothers, Swahili brothers, Somali brothers, whatever brothers, or sisters, maybe, I don't know the section for you. Normally we don't encourage for women to come, but I don't know, maybe you'll come. So you must remember that the masla here, we must remember, is the adab and etiquette of masjid, that every day you must make it your habit that we read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. You understood? What the Master alayhi salam said, Rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what? Idha dakhala ahadukumul masjid, fala tajlis, hatta tusalli arakatayn. When you enter the masjid, once a day at least read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. See, I entered the masjid, it was 7:30. I told my brother Hafiz Muhammad Basa, after hospital, step on the gas. Now my brother Hafiz Muhammad Basa is a champion. He knows all the shortcuts, everything, you know. So exactly 7:29, he brought me here. When I walked the masjid, I saw it is, hey, what it is? 7:30. So mashallah. So I see there's no time for Tayyidul Masjid, no problem. So we met Imam, our Imam here, mashallah, we met him. Our Imam Rafi, Allah Ta'ala Rafi means Allah elevate his rank and status also, you see. So mashallah. So then we read very nice surah wa duha inna anzalna. Then after that, what I did, I read my 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. So in that 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid, because I'm musafir, so now I make intention, salatu shukr, salatu shifa, ya Allah, all the people who are ill, give them shifa. Ya Allah, all our hajat, all our needs, you fulfill it. Ya Allah, make a victory for our brothers, sisters, children in Gaza al-Mubarakah. So like that, multiple intention. Then we read witr and then we start the program, alhamdulillah. So you will do that every day, inshallah. So then, that is the hukuk of the masjid, you must remember this. So that's finished now. Next one, which incidents took place in Shawwal? We as Muslims must learn our history. Our history, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, it's not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama. And the red blood of the shuhada. That is our history. Why we must learn history? The history of the past will motivate us for the future. Why we must learn tariq and history? So that the mistakes of the past, we don't repeat it in the future. So let's start. I'll give you a few lessons. First of Shawwal, who passed away? Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala who passed away in Fustat in the year 43. Who is Amr bin As radiallahu anhu? Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, whose title is Fatih Misr. It's the first day of Ramadan. It is the 20th year after the Hijrah. It is the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an. He and his army came and they conquered Qahira, they conquered Egypt, and that is his title, Fatih al-Misr, the conqueror of Egypt. The first day of Ramadan, and the year was 20 after Hijrah, and they conquered. Any one of you been to Cairo and so forth? My brother Hafiz Muhsin is here, he been to Cairo, some other brothers you've been there, I'm sure. So you must go not only to River Nile and pyramids, you must go to the oldest masjid in Africa. In this whole continent, from Egypt, North Africa to South Africa, the oldest masjid, Aqdamu Masjid, Masjid Amr bin As fil Qahira. The oldest masjid in the continent of Africa is Masjid Amr bin As. 70 to 80 Sahaba, after they conquered Egypt, you must remember, then they went there. They checked, they worked out and calculated the direction of Qibla. Own hands, Mubarakah, they built that masjid. And today you go and see, I've been several times with Allah's help, how beautiful that masjid is. So therefore, we must visit this kind of places here. Our iman will increase, inshallah. So he left a legacy, conquered Egypt. They were not Muslim. 20th year of Hijrah. Today is 1446. So how many years is that now? More than 1420 years. Arabic is spoken there still as the official language. Islam is still the official religion there. They got their political turmoil, but the fact remains, the legacy is still there. And this is the karamat of Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. After 23 years, in the year 43, that on the first of Shawwal, he passes away in Fustat. You know why Fustat? Fustat means Ustad means when you go to a place and like Ijtima, 1 million people, 2 million people, you go to Bangladesh, you go to Raiwin, you go here, there, you find millions of people. You just see marquees, marquee, marquee, tent, 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 tent everywhere. So you must remember that. So this Ustad means the place of tents. So people used to just stay in tent, tent, tent everywhere. So he to Wufia, Afi Fustat, he passed away there. So see what a great legacy he left behind. Let's fast forward. The 7th of Shawwal and the 3rd year after the Hijrah, the Battle of Uhud, not Uhad. Learn to pronounce the words correctly, not Gaza, Gaza, Al-Mubarakah. So Uhud. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Jabal Uhud, we love it and the mountain loves us. So we must go there and show our respect. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is martyred. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is martyred. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is martyred. How many shuhada we have? But sahih hadith, authentic hadith, brothers, sisters, children, Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr for all times, all places, is who? Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. The crown of Sayyidu Shuhada was put on him by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. This is to do with the aqidah and the belief system of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hussein, all of them radiallahu anhu were martyred. But the greatest martyr is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. So God rectify our belief structure as well. And the hadith kitab is Mustadrak Hakim wa hadithun sahihun. So therefore, we must learn what happened there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put 50 sahaba on Jabal Rumat and told them, you must not move from here. And initially they were winning, and then sahaba thought that now the enemy had run away, and then they started coming down. Only 12 of them were left there on the mountain. Khalid bin Walid is a master strategist. He looked at the back and he saw the mountain is like empty. Majority of them have left. So he made a U-turn and he came. But look at the beauty of Islam, my brothers. Just study the beauty of Islam. 70 Sahaba became Shaheed and Shuhada in the Battle of Uhud. But in the first week of Safar, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, the same Khalid bin Walid, when he came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara, he couldn't make eye contact with the Master alayhi salam, because he knew that what he did in Uhud, he knew what he did in the 6th year of the Hijrah, when the Master alayhi salatu salam in approximately 1500 Sahaba wanted to perform Umrah. He said, no, you can't enter. He was one of them. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm embracing Islam, but. What but, Khalid? You worried about all the actions you did? Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. Islam expunges, erases, wipes out all the sins of the past. Allah Jalla wa Ala gives the great tidings. Chapter 8, verse number 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. You address them and tell the non-Muslims, once you embrace Islam, if you committed murder, you killed the Muslims, but you are sincere in your quest, you want true success, and from your heart you embrace Islam, Allah will forgive all your sins. Imagine. Show me any religion that is so magnanimous. Who martyred Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala? Who? It was Wahshi. Very good. So Wahshi said, I want my freedom. So then he took his spear, he took his lance. And when Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was facing the other, he threw the spear and the lance. And then it went through Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Then he came to the Master alayhi salam after that. And he said, I'm to embrace Islam. What did the Master of Islam say? Yes, we'll accept your Islam. But don't come always too near to me, because you will always remind me of my uncle. But your Islam is accepted. But then he want to make amends. So, Musaylim al-Kazzab was there, the imposter. He said, I killed one of the greatest people in Islam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. And this is one of the worst people, Musaylama. So he used to read poetry, Wahshi. Wahshi used to read poetry. قَتَلْتُ خَيْرَ الْإِنسَانِ بَرِيَّا وَقَتَلْتُ شَرَّ الْإِنسَانِ بَرِيَّا. He took that spear and its lance, and he threw it in the direction of Musaylama and dispatched him straight to Jahannam, like Yahya Sinwar, you see, in front of our eyes. How many Jutlas and Jutlis? You Suwaini guys, you know Jutla and Jutli. You know Jutla, Jutli. Jutla, Jutli means Sheikh, Jew. Jutla, Jew. And Jutli, female. So if I say Jutla, male. And I say Jutli, female. You must make yeah. If you don't understand, you must just make yeah. Understand? Just now the food will come, don't worry. And this type of thing, yeah. You all understand now? On the radio when I say Jutla, Jew, like that. So how Yahya Sinwar, he put so many Jews straight to hell. We say Ameen, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So he was happy. They said, I kill one of the best, Hamza. But I killed one of the worst also. The barabar saram, it became like even Stephen, you know, like equal, you see. So like that, you must. So tomorrow you go there, you must. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go himself to Uhud. And used to make dua for the shuhada'i Uhud. Remember that. There the sahaba are buried there. So many incidents there. But we carry on. On 10th of Shawwal, today, which day was today? Wednesday. So now it's Thursday, Islamically, the night has started, but we come to Wednesday, it's 10th Shawwal. So what happened on 10th Shawwal? Many incidents took place on 10th Shawwal. 10th Shawwal, now come back. It's the 21st of Ramadan, and Sahaba came in the 8th year of the Hijrah, 10,000 of them. Sa'd radiallahu anhu entered, you understand, Makkah, and next to the Kaaba, before the Master alayhi salam, and he saw Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan is still not Muslim. He told him, Sa'd told Abu Sufyan, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhamah. Today the laham, today the meat is going to fly. Today we're going to make keema out of you. We're going to make mincemeat out of you. Today iskopskit and donor. Today hum boti boti kar denge. And he went away. See, because they fired up. We remember what you all did to us here in Makkah. We remember what you did to Sayyidah Sumayya. We remember what you did to Sayyidina Bilal in Fatha al-Quraysh. We remember you put us 3 years, no food, no nothing for us. Like the Jutla shaitans are doing nowadays in Gaza al-Mubarakah. You think we will just forget? See the emotions. Abu Sufyan was shaking in his boots. Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. He said, this is what Sa'ad said. The Master alayhi sallam said, no. Al-yawmu yawmul malhama. All your brothers from Somalia, all your brothers from Ethiopia, all your brothers from Africa. So you should know this year. It's Zuhr time, it's Saturday, it's 21st of Ramadan, 8th year of the Hijrah. Bilal radiallahu anhu arda al-Habashi. So he was the Muazzin, first Muazzin, and he's giving Adhan Day, you must remember, in Masjid Nabawi. So much sacrifice he made in Makkah, in Batha Quraysh. They would put the boulders and the stone, and he would say, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show the beauty of Islam. It's Zuhr time, O Bilal. O Bilal, climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa. Right on top, you climb. From there, give azan. These Arabs, fair, fair in complexion, they begging for mercy. Right on top and there the bottom. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ. Who is Sayyidina Bilal? Said, go to Damascus. Go to Babu Sagir. And there on the board, I've been 3, 4 times, 5 times, I can't remember. Go there, you will find, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And on the board, you will find there, وَأَذِّنُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَوَزِيرُ مَعْدِهِ. He's the Muazzin of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Minister of Finance. Open Shama'il Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi's famous kitab. The Master alayhi salam tells him, Anfiq ya Bilal. See, the words are beautiful. Anfiq ya Bilal. Wala takhsha min zil arshi iqlal. Bilal, iqlal. You got? Spend from the public treasury, O Bilal. Do not fear that the public treasury will become empty and depleted. You spend more, Allah will give us more. See. This is the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his Minister of Finance. Second Muazzin in Medina is who? Abasa wa tawalla anja'ul a'ma, chapter 80. And then you see verses 1, 2, 3. Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, the blind Sahabi. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu anh, both Muazzin in Medina, Munawwara, and both buried in the same graveyard in Damascus, in Babu Sarif. Imagine Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, you see. Muazzin there, but buried here, in same graveyard. I saw what Al-Bawana is, Alhamdulillah. So, you go on now. Ramadan finished. Then we see that now it is the 8th year of the Hijrah. Shawwal started. Now people entered into the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go antumut tulaqa. I give you asylum. I forgive you. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Qultu lakum kama qala Yusuf li ikhwatihi. What Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam told his brother, I forgive you. They entered into the fold of Islam. Yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja. You see. And then there were pockets of resistance. Now I want all of you, those of you going for Hajj and all that, you must do this. See it, don't make mix up now. This is Makkah Mukarramah. You go just 20 kilometers or so out of Makkah, there's a place called Hunain. So you must go to Hunain. It's an open field. You go another 10 kilometers, remember that is 30 kilometers out of Makkah, it's Jirana. From Jirana, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Umrah. You go another half an hour, so there is Taif. So if you go with a good taxi guy, you tell him first, Sheikh, Hunain. So he must take you to Hunain. Then he must take you to Jirana. Then he must take you to Taif. You got it? He'll charge you a little bit more, But he's a good guy, he was, and today they allow everywhere, there's no problem. You've got Umrah visa, Hajj visa, tourist visa, they allow you everywhere. So you must go to these places there. Now there was the Hawazin tribe. So this Hawazin tribe, they said, no, we don't want to embrace Islam, we will fight. And they were master marksmen, archers. So Sahaba were 12,000, the enemy were 4,000. Very seldom it happened, the Muslims were much more than the non-Muslims. So some Muslims, they felt like overconfident, you know. So Allah speaks of it in the Quran. لَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. That Allah helped you so many places, in Badr, in Khaybar. And Hunayn also Allah helped you, because you felt very, very self-conceited, that you felt our numbers, our adad and udad, our numbers and ammunition are much superior to the enemy, we will win. So for the moment they left the trust in Allah, so these enemies surrounded them and they started shooting the arrows from different directions. Then the Sahaba, some of them who embraced Islam knew, they started running away. Then Allah changed it and gave them victory. You see? So Allah is teaching them a lesson. So that battle took place, Hunayn battle, on the 10th of Shawwal. And it's just 20 kilometers out of Makkah. And this is after Fateh Makkah. You got it? So you must remember. 10th of Shawwal, our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, her nikah took place toward Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was in Makkah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married me. The question arises, the non-Muslims, they say, how come your Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married me? She was the only virgin. So the easy answer is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married a lady who was very old also. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha was 15 years elder than the Master alayhi salam. He was 25 years old, and she was, Sayyida Khadija, 40 years old, according to majority of the scholars and so forth. So, and then 6 children were born. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, Innaha kanat wa kanat, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Aisha, O Aisha, she believed in me when no one believed in me. The first person, not first female, first person to embrace Islam was Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu. She gave me money and supported me financially when nobody wanted to support me financially. She's the mother of my children. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Innaha kanat wa kanat. Remember, she was unique, O Aisha. Sayyida Aisha says, whenever Sayyida Khadija's name came, we used to praise the Lord. When Sayyida Khadija's sister came, Hala, her voice was very similar to that of Sayyida Khadija. So then also we had to make extra ikram and honor her also. The sister of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, her name Hala. So anyway, lot of many incidents we can counter. Let's carry on. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Whose rank is higher? Obviously Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rank is the highest. I will marry your daughter, O Siddiq. Your daughter's rank will get elevated and your rank will also get elevated. You got it? Nobody in the world made such sacrifices and spent everything of his on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam like Siddiq Akbar, Saniya's name. So al jaza wal ihsan illa al ihsan. So you got it? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fine, that you made everything you did. Fine, by wahi, I'll marry your daughter also. Siddiq Akbar was elated and delighted. Sayyida Aisha, go open Tirmidhi, go open Ibn Majah. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal. The mushrikeen, the idol worshippers used to think it's one of the worst crimes to get married in Shawwal. They used to consider it a bad luck and a bad omen. Islam came to abolish and demolish that. She used to say, Ayyuhum ahza minni, that which one of you is more fortunate than me? The Master alayhi salam is marrying me. Wa banabi fi Shawwal, And the Master alayhi salam even consummated the marriage with me in Shawwal. Even that much he mentioned. To knock the last nail in the kuffar's coffin. You all say bad luck, I'm telling you what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. You see? So you must understand Islam without being apologetic and compromising. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Umm Salama radiallahu anha in Shawwal, in the fourth year of the Hijrah. How we know that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha on the 10th of Shawwal? Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah is a great scholar, so he's buried there in Makkah as well. So he wrote a commentary, obviously in Arabic, of Mishkat Sharif Birqat. In Birqat is written that the nikah took place on the 10th of Shawwal. You got it now? When we speak, you must speak with references. Don't come with fairy tales and all these things here. And the greatest, one of the greatest scholars of India, Pakistan, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, 1976, 10th Shawwal. So like that many incidents, I got married 10 Shawwal, you understood? So today was 10 Shawwal, so I had to give my wife a lot of presents, you know? So you must remember. You see, brothers, yeah, you get married, you have to give your wife, you know? You married Sheikh, I think you got three wives. One Somalia, one South Africa, one only. Yeah. But your wife, you must give a gift now and then. You must tell her, honey, take the money.
Sure.
Today when you get the food, don't eat yourself. Yeah. You must tell her, we eat together.
Sure.
All right? Okay. Yeah. Then next time I come, you must tell me how the wives you got. So, inshallah, you see, so when you speak about a woman, then everybody's eyes are open, you see.
Yeah.
So now my brothers, my time is going, we got 5 minutes left and then is dua. Quickly, Gaza. Every day on your media, Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. Muslim, if somebody asks you what is the meaning of Gaza, what you will say? You see, today I went to the doctor, so the doctor's name is who? Dr. Nasir and Khan. Big doctor he is for the eyes, you know that. Allah reward him, Allah give him more barakah, his wife, his family, children, everybody. So mashallah, you see. So when you go to the doctor and you ask him, doctor, you got bandage. So he said, I got gauze bandage. The word Gaza, these white people, these British, these Americans, these shaitans, they steal our words, but the Muslim doesn't know, and then they teach it to us. Our mother's sisters in Gaza, they used to sew the cotton, sew the material, sew the bandage, everything, and they called it Ghaz. So they took that word, Ghaza, and they called it gauze bandage. You got now? Ghaza, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Ghaza in the year 150. Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, when he was 2 years old, his father passed away. And then his mother said, forget that. And after that, they made hijrah, they went to Makkah. Listen, all of you from Somalia and Ethiopia and Africa. Then Imam Shafi used to drink, not all this what I'm drinking here, Valpe and Velpe, but I see it's made in Heidelberg. Let me see properly here. So see, so I remember one day I read, they say me Heidelberg, you know, I was very happy because I was born in Heidelberg. So anyway, there is written here somewhere in it. Yeah. So is this one or the other one anyway? So, it's not this kind of water, but I drink this one also. So, he drinks Zamzam day and night, Imam Shafi. And he makes dua. Allahumma zukni ilman wafira. His first teacher, Ya Ahla Sumal, was Imam, his first teacher was Imam Muslim bin Khalid Azanji, African teacher. Imam Muslim bin Khalid. At the age of 7, I qad hafiz al-Quran. He's hafiz of Quran. At the age of 7, I know you Sumal, you love Quran. At the age of 10, Aqad Hafidam Wattaim Malik. The whole hadith kitab Wattaim Malik, he byhearted all the hadiths. At the age of 13, the African teacher, who? Imam Muslim bin Khalid Azanji told him, where's the Sheikh Rafi of ours, our Sheikh, our Imam? So, Sheikh, you must teach the people with Imam Shafi. Ah, there the back he is. You're hiding there, Sheikh. So, you must teach them. At the age of 13, Imam Shafi'i kana yudarrisu an-nas fil haram al-makki. He was a lecturer in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 13. At the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. His ustad, African teacher, said, Imam Shafi, you're a genius. I give you permission, you can start issuing fatwa and verdicts. See, what a great genius he was, you see. African teacher. Imam Abu Hanifa's teacher, Atta bin Abi Rabah, African. My teacher, I studied by him in Medina Munawwara. 49 years he taught inside Masjid Nabawi. The last 20 years when I studied by him, Sheikh Umar Falata. Anybody from Nigeria? Nigeria, anybody? Nobody in Nigeria? Huh? Abuja? Lagos? Nobody? So, if you go to Nigeria, you must remember that you must see Falata family. Sheikh Umar Falata, min kibari al-muhaddisin. 49 years he taught. And when he used to teach us, we used to kiss his hand, kiss his forehead. And then he used to teach inside Riyazul Jannah. The only muhaddis given permission to teach, where Imam Malik used to teach, African muhaddis. You see? So that is Allah wa tu'izzu man tasha. So brothers, my message to you is very simple. Regarding Palestine, iqra, start reading every day. Number two, start making dua every day. You, the Imam, Sheikh Rafi and all, every day, Fajr time at least, Fajr or Maghrib or both, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made kunut nazila, Fajr and Maghrib, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So at least once a day, make kunut and use the words, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mustawtinin. Ya Allah, you decimate the jutlas and the Jews, you decimate the Zionists, you decimate the settlers and all of them. Today, I'm telling you something. I received news, but it's not 100% confirmed. They say there were 10 or 12, and they were giving out food, they were giving out aid and all that, and the Israelis bombed them also. But it's unconfirmed. You understood? It's unconfirmed. But I received the news today. So if they are shaheed, Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum. Allah accept them. If I was given permission, I should be right inside. But the jutlas, they ban me forever. They say, AK, you're a big troublemaker. I tell them my name AK, but I don't have AK-47. I got AK-255. So they ask, what is AK-255? I tell them AK, I tell Kursi. You see, AK. Ayat number 255. You got? Which one is more powerful, Sheikh? AK-255 or AK-47? AK-255. So every day make dua. Not one day must go past. We never made dua for Gaza. And all these Arab rulers, they all want America, Israel, hopeless, leave them out. Allah give them hidayat. You understand? So we must cry for Gaza. We must make special dua. They're fulfilling the farz kifaya on our behalf to protect Majlul Aqsa. Okay, we're making dua now. Make dua for Haji Mawad Ikhlas also and all the people who are ill and sick. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will be in the Sufi Masjid, Lennon Road. We thank our team. My brother Dawood Monli is here. Lukolo is there in Lanesha. Brother Yusuf Asmal is there in Springs. My brother Muhammad Salim Asmal is hiding behind some pillars here. I don't know where. And my brother, this thing, Muhammad Basa is here. And I think brother Zameer is there looking after the food, you understand? So to give all the people the food, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward our team. So Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Another dua we all must make, brothers, sisters, children. Ya Allah, when we leave this world, let us leave this world with a kalima tayyiba. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Come, we all make dua now, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملؤونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم عليك بهم ومن والاهم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف محمد إخلاص يا حي يا قيوم اللهم اشفه شفاء كاملا عاجلا مستمرا وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم عافنا في أسمائنا وأبصارنا وأبداننا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا جميع أعمالنا الصالحة يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. We thank all the directors of Radio Al Ansar International and of Sirius FM as well. And we thank all of you brothers who came. And don't forget, take your food, inshallah. Alright? You've made all the effort. Now you're nice and hungry, inshallah. So you go share it nicely with your wife. Don't eat everything yourself, inshallah. Right? Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah, shalallah, shaykh, jazakallah khair. Barakallah.